have in front of you page Kuf Pei Gimel from the Dar Chinom, right? Kuf Pei Gimel. That's where we're up to. Kuf Pei Gimel Dar Chinom. Okay, it's been a long time. We're learning this mimer of the present Slonim Rebbe, the Dar Chinom, as an entrance into the world of Chassidus. It's very, very basic and very simple and very clear. It's how the Slonim Svarim are in general, and this one in particular is very, very clear. When I was asked before the Zman started, at the end of the summer, to learn with the Chevra, so I was under the impression that it's mostly going to be guys that have not really been exposed to the Svarim HaKadoshim, but I know for a fact that many of you have been. So I'm not sure that this is the right... I mean, I'm not going to stop in the middle of the Maimer, but I thought there were guys that were coming like first time to learn these things. So I wanted to learn something that would be easier. It doesn't mean that it's not as vital and as important, but it would be an easier way to enter into the paradise of Chassidus. So we'll see. Maybe it's a different chevra, I'm not sure. We'll see. But Kalpanim, let's learn the maimer that we're in, where the Rebbe is talking about the Ikar Derech HaBaal Shem Tov, which is to be ma'orer, to awaken within a Jew a tzima'on le'elokus, a thirst for elokus, an awareness of elokus. Now this, whether it's Chabad, Breslov, Slonim, Pshischa, they all have different ways, different methods of doing this. But the goal to bring this about, to accomplish this tzima'on le'elokus, a longing for elokus, This is shared in common by all of the Talmud Yavol Shem. And as the Kaliska said, Avram Kaliska said, and we learned inside, that when he was asked, remember the Kaliska was originally by the Gra, and when he was asked, what is it that he found by the Chassidim? What is it that was different by the Chassidim? He summed it up in the two words of the Pasuk, V'chayba. That's what we learned, V'chayba. The same mitzvahs, the same Rabbi Shalom, but V'chayba. And that V'chai Behem is the battle cry, Kel Chai Chel Keinu, that one's Yiddishkeit should be with the Chiyas de Kedusha. This is what we're learning about in the Maimon. Should be with the Chiyas de Kedusha. Should be a Lebedeke God, a living God, davening, a Lebedeke davening. Lebedeke doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be a Kalabach Minyan with stomping on the floor and running around the building. No, that's not Chiyas de Kedusha. For one person, that could be in a very quiet way. But it's Simon Le'elokus. And that is what we learned earlier in this Maimer. That is what we learned is why the word or, light, is found so often in the Svarim HaKadoshim. Or. Everything is or. Everything is light. And we spoke about that a little bit that in the Maimer, that the Talmid Yavol Shem were always looking for the Lichtigkeit in Yiddishkeit. For the Lichtigkeit, for the or. For that, his iris. Every mitzvah, as it says in the Svarim HaKadoshim, brought down from the Zohar Kodesh, that the Te'ag mitzvahs are 613 eaten deraisa, 613 pieces of advice. Advice for what? Every mitzvah is a means of a person becoming closer to the Bar Yilam, to having more of a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that is what is meant, and we saw he brought down from the Drosha Saran, from the Kadmonim, that is meant by the Chazal say, Rachmona Libabai. That Hashem Yisbarach doesn't just want our observance of the ritual, although that's, of course, something that's not negotiable, to keep all the mitzvahs properly, halacha properly. And he doesn't just want us to understand and to think. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rachmona Liba Boy. We don't find that such a comment, such a statement being said by anything else except by the heart, that the Rachmona Baruch Shalom wants our hearts, Rachmona Liba Boy. He wants that there should be an avoda with dveikus, with chiyus, with simcha, and so on. On page Kuf Pei Gimel, Vihine, on the right column. Vihine HaKosuv Omer, it says in Tehillim. This is the Kapitel Tehillim that, as you know, the Baal Shem Tov instituted that everyone should say, like before being Mekabel Shabbos, by Kabbalah Shabbos, the Kapitel of Hod LaHashem Ki Tov, Kilei Olam Chazon. Yor Megu'ula Hashem, Asher Go'olam Mikol Tzar. That we say before Mincha, Kabbalah Shabbos. It's one of the reasons why you don't find by the Chassidim that they make an early Mincha on Friday. You'll never see such a thing. Because in Chassidus, the Mincha of Erev Shabbos is already Nach Mikveh. It's already going into Shabbos. It's a Hachana for Shabbos. Those who try to make an early Mincha, I'm saying it's not a good thing. Hashem should bless them. They should be well. But it's not something which is part of Chassidus. Chassidus, the avoda of Kabbalah Shabbos is with Mincha. It's not, you can't separate. And in that parak of Tehillim, in Kuvzayin, it says ki hisbia nefesh shekeka, the nefesh re'eva milaytayv. This is a pasuk that was fortunate enough to become a song. You know, there's some psukim that have the mazel of becoming songs, and then you have a few minyanim of people that know the pasuk because of the song. Or a friend of mine used to say, this is a song that was made into a pasuk. You know? That's what people think. They don't know it's a pasuk. It's a song. It became a pasuk. I don't know how that happened. It became a pasuk. So it says in pasuk, Hisbia nefesh shekeka. Of course, hisbia means to satiate, to satisfy, like b'chalta v'savata. Nefesh shekeka, a soul that is filled with yearning. V'nefesh re'eva, and the soul that is hungry, milei toiv. Hashem should fill with toiv. Hatzimon v'hatshuka, this thirst, this longing. The pasuk's talking about the person who's longing for Elokus. It's not talking about someone who's hungry or thirsty for things of this world. There's a verse from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. It says in the pasuk, Yimali Hashem kol mishalosach. Right? It says in pasuk, in Lamed Tzav, Yan Hashem Yam Tzav. Yimali Hashem kol mishalosach. So the simple pshat, what does it mean, the simple pshat? Yimali Hashem kol mishalosach means Hashem should answer all your needs. He should fill all of your needs. Yimali Hashem kol mishalosach. The Baal Shem Tov said it means Yimali Hashem kol mishalosach. May Hashem fill all of your needs. It means that may the only thing in the world that you need is Hashem. Yimali Hashem kol mishalosach. May that be all that you want in life. Yimali Hashem kol mishalosach. Yimali Hashem kol mishalosach. It's a nefesh re'eva milei toiv. David Malch is asking to be filled, to be satiated with Elokus, with God. That's what he's longing for. Yimali Hashem kol mishalosach. Hatzimon v'hatshuka heima kanfei ha'avoida shebehen tliya kol ha'isroimimu shal ish Yehudi. This thirst and this longing are the wings of one's Avodas Hashem. All the Hisroimus, all that a Jew can become, all the greatness that he can achieve in his Avodas Hashem depends upon being a person that has a tshuka, that wants, that has a tshuka, tzimo. Kesulam mutzav arzo v'roisho megi hashamayma, that a person is like a ladder. Reisha Megiya Shemaima, like Yaakov Inu in his dream, that even though I'm planted in this world, but I'm longing for something higher than this world. A ladder that ascends to heaven. Reisha Megiya Shemaima, Hamaila Umaroimim Oisai Adla Madregas Gavroz B'Yoser, and this Shuka, to climb that ladder, brings him to very exalted levels in Avodas Hashem. Ba'asolik B'Hanachis, he goes up this ladder, he ascends this ladder, and he descends the ladder. There are aliyahs, of course, and there are yeridas. Kasha yesh lo nefesh shokeka, but when a Jew has a nefesh shokeka, bohasalik. Bohasalik means that brings him up and higher. Oilu mis'ala. U'misha avda mimenu ha-nefesh shokeka. And a Jew has lost that longing for Hashem. Afilu b'yisayda kulay taiv. Even if this is a Jew that's kulay taiv, keeps 100% mitzvahs, learns all day long, does everything the right way. There's only one thing that he's missing, is the tshuka, is the tzimaon. Lo yuchal lahasig, at the end of the day, even though he's kulay taiv, lo yuchal lahasig mu'uma, he can't reach madregis. He can't come to high madregis in Avodas Hashem without that tshuka, without that tzimaon. U'bahanachis, tzimaon is the ladder upon which you ascend and which you descend. When it's there, when the tzimaon is there, of course, together with learning and everything else. But when the tzimaon is there, there's no telling how high you can go on the ladder. But when you're dried out, and you don't want, and you're not excited, you don't have that tzimaon, there's really no telling how low you could descend. But even if you're kulay taiv, and you do everything that's right, herlech v'yared yirida basa yirida, the ladder goes down. And there's no telling, Chalila, how low a person can go. When you don't have that simon felokuz, that shuka felokuz. So we ikka mailas ish Yehudi. The Talmid Rabbi Hashem taught that this is the ikka maila of a Jew. Amasha echad gavayim echaveiro. And what makes one Jew higher than another? Whom they sheyesh lo yoyse nefesh shekeka. Because he's higher on that ladder of nefesh shekeka. Of wanting. Umeshicha klapamala, that draws him higher and higher, that pulls him up higher and higher. Afilu mashani bi yisayda yoyse tov. It could be that the other guy is basically yoyse tov. Might be he has better midas. Could be he's, in many ways, it could be he's, there's a certain chshivas to him in his learning and his midas and so on. But the difference is that this person is heading up the ladder, and the one who is dried out, lifeless and empty, as far as a tshuk is concerned, he's going to be going down the ladder. And so I was talking to the Chevra in Shul on Shabbos, when after Cain, so angry, l'mnoflu panecha, and just depressed and angry. Hashem Yisboch told him one thing: imtativ, if you want to do better, se'es. Se'es. Rashi explains in Kedushin that se'es means from the lashon of nesius, lihinasei, which means higher. Don't cry. Don't sit here crexing and crying about how you mess things up. How you mess things up. Imtative says. And Hashem Yisboch said, I have ways for you to get higher, but you have to want. If you want that. If not, Hashem said, L'pesach hatas reivetz. Sin is crouching at the door. You're going to get lower and lower. In order to get out of the mess you're in, the eitz is se'es. Sin, aleph, sof. Lift yourself up. Chuk. Esraimimus. Oilu misali yoyse. And Hashem said to Cain, Vata timshulba, you have the ability to rule over the Yetzara that brought you into this place, that messed you up. You have the ability to do that. You can control it. But only if you're trying to grow up that ladder. But if you think you could stay in the same place, be a dried out Jew. Could be other people don't notice. They don't see how. You look the same. But Hashem's Baruch knows, and you know, that you're going lower and lower if you don't have that shuka. That doesn't mean you have to have it all the time, always. Of course, there are stronger times and weaker times. But derech klal, the person has a shuka, has a she'ifa to grow. V'yesh l'farsh b'zeh masha omr chazal. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, Yitzvah shel adam is garbalov b'chal yoyim v'vakesh l'ham yisai. The Yitzhar is growing stronger every day and trying to destroy the person, to kill the person. V'lomodak ha'shbocha oizvei en yochalo. If not for Hashem's help, en yochalo, you can't defeat the Yitzhar. You can't win. My mashmu v'vakesh l'ham yisai. What is the meaning of v'vakesh l'ham yisai? That it is seeking to kill you. The Yitzhar is seeking to kill the person. im kipshuto, if that means mamish to kill, chavi zumalach tashu malach hamavis, then that's the malach of the malach hamavis. Meaning, even though the Chazal said the Yetzirah is the malach hamavis, but in that context, the Yetzirah is called the malach hamavis. If it's a matter of killing you, of mamish destroying you and killing you, that's the malach hamavis. Lo she Yetzirah. And if the Gemara means that when the Yetzer is trying to kill you, that it's trying to cause you to do aveirs for which you're going to be chayiv misa, maybe that's what the Gemara means, that you're chayiv misa. He wants to convince you to do aveirs that are going to, God forbid, make you into a person who's chayiv misa. That's not, it says, Yitzchus Shalom is Gabriel b'chol yom v'vakish la'imisa. The Yitzhar is not, we don't find that every single day of our lives the Yitzhar is busy with us trying to cause us to do things for which we're chayiv misa. Chayiv misa. Just think about today. I mean, if you want to, you don't have to. But if you want to think about today, between us, just a couple of chaverim, the Yitzhar was trying to talk you into doing something for which you're chayiv misa. Chayiv misa. Every now and then he makes an effort to do that. He puts in a good, bad word. But stam like this every day. Mizgabel chol yom to do something for Shichayiv Misa. Rebbe Hashem, trying to be Shomer Mitzvos, Elach Yidin, to have Yah Shemai. Fakish Laham Misa. That's a mugzam. It's exaggerated. So the Svarim say it's not talking about the Yetzirah trying to kill us or getting us to do something that will make us chayiv to be killed. That's not what it means, the Gemara. It's the pshat, you can say the pshat, but that's not what it means. Yizbar al pimash shomu biyushalmi. Lulav hayovesh pasol. Now the din in the mission, of course, in Sukkah is the lulav hayovesh. Lulav hagozel, lulav hayovesh, right? A stolen lulav is pasol. A dried out lulav is pasol. And there's a difference between the Bavli and the Yushalmi. Why is a lulav hayovesh pasol? There's a difference between the Bavli and the Yushalmi. What's the Bavli's reason, Chever? Why is a lulav hayovesh pasul, according to the Bavli? Hiddur, it's lacking hiddur. And by the Abaminim, there's a din of hiddur. And according to this, it's even leikuva, that a lulav hayovesh would be pasul. If it's a dried out lulav, it's pasul, because it's not hiddur. It's not beautiful. By the Abaminim, there's a mitzvah of hiddur, priyetz hadur. That's the Bavli. But the Yushalmi doesn't learn like that. Yerushalmi says that the reason that a lulav l'hayovish is possible is mishum shenema l'hameisim yehaluka. So murder Yerushalmi. The lulav, the nanum, the lulav is a bechina of tefillah. That's why the nanum come right after Shemoneh Esrei with a halal, right? We connect tefillah to Halal, and we make the Nanuim, but there should be a tziruf, a connection between davening and lulav. Ashkenaz, not Chassidim Asvadim, but Ashkenaz, they make the bracha on the lulav after Shemoneh Esrei, right before Halal, right? According to that reason, you're supposed to make it in the Sukkah earlier. But according to the Ramah, who's a very fine Jew, you make the bracha on the lulav right after Shemoneh Esrei. Going into halal, and then you go right in halal with the nanum with the lulav. It's not void of tefillah. Lo hamesim, the Yerushalmi learns that a lulav ayovish is possible because lo hamesim yahaluka. The lulav is an instrument of giving praise to Hashem, of shira Hashem and halal Hashem. A dried out lulav is a mace. Lo hamesim yahaluka. The dead do not give praise to God. La meisim yahaluka. Val derech ze kasha odom atzmo hu yovesh. Now, if that's true, that a lulav hayovesh is possible, because why? Because it's a mace. Because it's dried up, it's dead. Then alachas kama v'kama, God forbid it, when a Jew is dried up, a Yehudi hayovesh is possible. Because of la meisim yahaluka. Without any chiyus, without a moisture of holiness. Lachluchis means without and it has the letters chiyas also in lachluchis. Without that excitement, without that simon, without that tshuka. Afu nechshav lameis. Afu nechshav lameis. What kind of a davening is that? A person davens lahameisim yehaluka, without any chiyas, without any. So velulu ha'yovesh is possible. Then what kind of a davening is when a Jew is yovesh? His whole Shabbos is yovesh. His whole lulav is yovesh. When he does a mitzvah, it's dry. His whole Yiddishkeit is dry. The Yerushalmi says that lulav yovesh is possible because le ha'meisim yehaluka. Alachas kama v'kama. Afhu nechshav lameis. Le ha'meisim yehaluka. Even the letters lulav, the word lulav is lo lev, haitzik. It has a heart. And you know that the Gemara uses that lashon and talks about the min of a lulav that's kosher from the tamarim, that it has a heart. It has one heart, la'oiv shebishamayim. And the gematria of the word lulav is chayim, ches yud yud and endemem. Ches yud yud mem, a lulav is chai. The gematria is life, alive. So lulav ayovish is possible. What's lulav agozel according to this mahalach? What do you think the chassidim say about lulav agozel? What does that mean?
Faking someone else's
avodah
for yourself?
Yeah. Good ches. Imitating somebody else's avodah is Hashem. Not finding your own way to Hashem. Your lulav is stolen. You're just copying other people. You see some Rebbe and you see some other guy and you take his avoda. But what about you? What relationship do you have with Hashem? So the Chassidim say lulav agozel is possible means when you're just copying, you're imitating. You haven't found yourself in your own avoda. What's your avoda, Hashem? Why did Hashem create you? Lulav agozel means that a person has forgotten his nekuda hapnims. He's not looking for the nekuda hapnims. It's connected to lulav yovish. They go together. Lulav gozel, lulav yovish. They go together. Because when you're doing somebody else's avodas Hashem, it's just a matter of time until you dry out. That's what happens to a lot of guys in yeshiva. When they go to yeshiva, especially if they're in Eretz Yisrael, they're surrounded by a lot of Shana Beis and Shana Gimel, Adalad, Shana whatever, Yovel, whatever Shana it is. They're surrounded by all these guys, and they see these Rebbeim, and they see these Chashav Yidin, and Tam Yecham. They never ever necessarily look for their own Nekuda HaPnimis. They were just mimicking, copying, which is a Madrega itself. It's a Madrega. For a person to imitate Tzadikim instead of imitating Rishayim is a Chashav thing. But it was never ever the Nekuda HaPnimis. The Sfarim say, Ela told us Noach, Noach. Ela told us Noach, Noach. What does it mean? All Noach wanted to give birth to was Noach. Ela told us Noach. Who are the children of Noach? Of course, Shem Chom Yafis. But it means what Noach all of his life wanted was to give birth to Noach. Ela told us Noach, Noach. Because when a person comes to that place, then he will find himself in Ish Tzadik. Tomim Hayu B'day Reisav, B'day Reisav, in his time. Not how somebody was a tzaddik in the last generation, or someone's going to be a tzaddik in the next generation. In your time, in your life, Eila told us Noach is Noach. That's how you become a tzaddik. A lulav agozel means you're watching how he became a tzaddik, and you try to do what he did. That's how he became a tzaddik. It doesn't mean that's how you're going to become a tzaddik. If you became a tzaddik, it looks to you like it's lav davka. But let's say that's how he became a tzaddik. That doesn't mean that's how you're going to become a tzaddik. So when you're doing somebody else's avodas Hashem, it's just a matter of time till you dry out. You become lulav yovish. That happens a lot of chevra when they out of yeshiva for a while. It's lulav yovish because the lulav to begin with is a lulav agozel. So when it's a lulav agozel, it dries up very fast. When who you are is coming from your own heart, lo lev, lamed vav, it's your heart, lo lev, lulav, with chiyas. It's who you are. So then it doesn't dry out. It stays alive. Somebody else's lulav, you don't take care of. That's just how it is. You might be excited to get it, but you don't take care of it. If it's your own heart, you take care of it. If it's your own avodah that you work on, it's your own, and you nurture your own relationship with Hashem Yisbarach, you take care of it. You take care of it. You look after it. You make sure that it gets enough light and enough food. Take care of it. The Gemara has a very strong expression for doing something without any emotion. It's called a ma'aseh kaf ba'alma, right? Like a monkey. Ma'aseh kaf ba'alma. Ma'aseh kaf ba'alma. A monkey just imitates. You could put a hat and jacket and put a talis cotton on a monkey. And you can give him a lulav also. And Hashanah Rabbi, you can give him aravos, Hashanahs. And he'll clap very good. He'll jump on a table and clap. He'll clap. You give a monkey Hashanah, he'll watch the olam a little bit. He doesn't need a couple of years. The monkey does it very fast. He watches a couple of the chaver. He'll be on the table clapping Hashanahs. And you know what? He'll close his eyes still. He'll close his eyes. I remember when the children were little. One of the kids I saw the kid holding. They were playing the kids with each other. Took a becher. Kiddush cup, and the kid closed their eyes, and she was imitating daddy. I was thinking, closing my eyes. She already picked that up. She already saw the shtick, you know. It becomes, if it's a stolen lulav, then it dries out, it doesn't stay. Now we go back to the Gemara. Yitzur shel adam is gabel b'chol yom. The yitzahar of a person is getting stronger every day. Umevakesh lahamisa. He's trying to kill you. It's not trying to mamish kill you. That's the malach hamavis. It's not trying to get you to do necessarily an aveira today. That chayiv misa, such an aveira. What, do you mechal Shabbos or something? It's not trying to get you to be chayiv misa. Sometimes, not all the time. But every day, this is full time. The Yetzirah, around the clock. The Yetzirah is working on what? Lahamisai. To dry you up. To take away all of the moisture of life. All the chiyas of being a Jew. The geshmak of being a Yid. That's, the Yetzirah is all the time working on that. Now, the ultimate goal of the person, of the HR, is to kill the person. But that means the way to do that, this is what he does. His method is la soso yovesh kecheres, to dry you out like a piece of clay, like a dried out pot, a piece of clay pottery. That's what he does. That's his method. That's the method. Kemesh she'ein bochiyas. The way that we were taught always is that the main job of the Yetzer Hara is to get a Jew to do an Aveira. In Chassidus, that's not true. That was never taught like that. That's not the main Indian of the Yetzer Hara. He has in mind to get you there, but that's not his method. The Avoid of the Yetzer Hara on the spot, his Avoid is, just to dry you out, to make you into a dry Jew. Lelo chiyas de kedusha, without any tshuka, without any tzimon, without any chiyas de kedusha. Urugoshes or rikshes kodesh, without any emotions or feelings of holiness. Mishum shekol erach ha-Torah avaydeh v'amitzvah shel Yehudi toli b'midas ha-chiyas de kedusha shelo. Because what's going to happen with your Yiddishkeit depends completely upon the chiyas de kedusha that you have. Of course, you do a mitzvah even if you don't feel anything. Like I said at the beginning, you have to do everything according to Shulchan Aruch. But the Yetzer Hara works in such a way, mevakish lahamisa, to kill you, just to dry you out, to make you into a lulav hayavesh. Lachen ikim melchamta shi Yetzer Hara hu liyavesh osam mebchina ruchanis. The main milchama with the Yetzer Hara, what it wants to accomplish, is to dry you out. Then Mela, from there, you'll come to Aveiros, of course. Once you dried out, you don't have any Chiyas de Kedusha, you don't have any excitement about your Yiddishkeit, and there are much more exciting things in your life, then you'll go to them. Then you'll just go to other things that excite you, because a person wants to be excited. if your Yiddishkeit is without any feeling, without any emotion, if you're a dried out Jew, so then you're going to find your chiyus someplace else. So. If the Yitzhar works around the clock to take away from the Chiz Degdusha, and if he gets you to do an Aveira, if he works with you with an Aveira, it's because he knows that because you're such a good person, a sincere person, that if he gets you to do that Aveira, then guess what the results will be? It'll get you to feel empty without any Chiz Degdusha. And then, like it says in the Sfarim, the main accomplishment of the Yitzhar was not that you did the Aveira. The main accomplishment was that you feel disgusting, and because of that, you don't want to open the Siddur the next morning. And then slowly, slowly, you start to get dried out, and you become a Lulav Yovesh. That's the main tachlis. Because once you're Yovesh, then he's got you. Then anything can happen. Imzeh Aveiris Mamish, afilu Dvarim Sheinim Asurim. He'll take what he can get. The main thing is to dry a person out. Ubamyucha binyani kedusha, especially when it comes to the yonim of kedusha, how a Jew feels after he's looked at disgusting things on the internet, or he's done something disgusting, chas v'shalom, how he feels. That the Yetzer says, he's one of mine, this guy's one of mine. Because that's how he empties you out from a feeling of chiyas to kedusha. You feel disgusting, and you feel that you lose your cheshek to be an Eved Hashem, you lose any tzimon, any thirst, any tshuka that you had to become better, because you feel disgusting. The Yetzer says that's his victory. He dried you out. She'odam margish ba'atzma ki dvarim elu oisim oso odam yovesh v'noitlim menos achiyas v'svigshe ha'kodesh. Because a person knows and he feels. So when he does these things, especially in the yonim of Kedusha, if he's not behaving right, he feels dried out, he feels low, feels bad. And he loses his emotions for Kedusha. He loses a tshuka for growing. There's nothing that causes that kind of an emptiness like the pagam in this Indian of Yosef HaTzadik, of Kedusha, of Bris, that causes a person to feel without hope and empty. And then that just dries up in a second. You just dry up in a second from that. It takes away the whole chiyas de Kedusha, that Indian. But when a Jew has kashiyesh li nefesh shekeka, v'nefesh re'eva milay toiv, ariz egufa ha'etze, ehiucho lamoid neged yitzroi, u'lekayim kadish atzmach ba'muta. We'll continue this next time. But when a Jew has a nefesh shekeka, yeah, could be he's in bad stuff now. Could be he's doing things that are wrong. And he's got to fix it. But he's a leibedike. He's alive. And when you're alive, then you could fight. You're alive. And you could fight. And you could give a scream. I'm not going to go down this ladder. I'm going to go up the ladder. Therefore, the strongest eitzah is tativ se'es. Lift yourself up higher. Hisraimimus. Chuka. When a person fills himself in that way, the mimela, he's not going to want to do the bad things anymore. They look to him silly. He doesn't want to bother. It looks stupid. It's like when you graduate from college. You graduate from a higher place of learning. Someone says, you know, fairy tales or look at little children's books. It's silly. It's Narishkeit. Why is it that people run after every single taifa? Everything is a taifa. Because they have no chukka fellow kus. So every taifa that comes their way, like Cain said, that everybody that finds me kills me. Every HR that comes my way, yahageni. Everything comes my way. It destroys me. It kills me. There was a guy that was told me here last year. He was having problems with the union of Kedusha, Taivas, with Nashim, with women. So he said, you know, I spend the whole week in Washington Heights. Any girl that I see, he says, she doesn't have to win any beauty pageant. If it's a female, I can't control myself. Because he's the whole week in Yeshiva. So he feels he doesn't have the strength to control. Because he doesn't have a tshuka for growing, for elokus, for learning, for davening, for mitzvahs, achiyas. So anything that comes your way, kol motzi hagei, doesn't have to be the most beautiful girl in the world. It's just in the gather of an akeva. Comes your way, it's finished, you're done. Takes you away. Why? Kol motzi hagei. Anything that comes my way, any taiv, any etzar, hagei, it kills me. Because if you're dried out, you have nothing to fight. You have no chuk of anything better. So, that's it. You lose. But if you're alive, you could fight. That's what it means. Mevakish lahamisai. It seeks to kill us, to take away our chuk, our cheshik for being Jews. That's the avodah of the Yetzer. And the whole tachlis of the avodah al derech HaBaal Shem is how to infuse each and every one of us with a chiyus de kedusha, which will give us the tools to fight, the tool that we need to fight against the other side. Chiyus de kedusha. You know, we should be zeichy for that. We'll continue.